Hey friends, Flexible Server is a new deployment option for both Azure Database for MySQL and Azure Database for PostgreSQL. So Neil Kamath is here to show me how to get the benefits of a managed database on Azure without giving up the control that I'd usually get running it in a VM, today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Sunil Kamath, and he's going to talk to me about Flexible Server for MySQL and Postgres. How are you, sir?
Very good, Scott, and thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. I love the name Flexible Server. It sounds awesome, and I understand that this is now in public preview. Maybe you can tell me about it.
Absolutely, Scott. So just this past Ignite, a month ago, which is in fact last month, we announced the preview of Flexible Server for MySQL and Postgres. And this launch is essentially since, like, if I go back 2.5 years ago, since we first brought MySQL and Postgres and made it generally available on the Azure platform, we have seen a tremendous amount of adoption. And during the same time, we heard a lot of feedback from developers. And the common theme that emerged from all of these developers were, hey, I love the benefits of the managed PaaS solution, but if I use your managed service, I do not necessarily get all the control I need to customize the database to meet my application needs. So this dilemma of, oh, I get the benefit of PaaS, but I need the control and flexibility of running the database on the VM really got us to think hard in solving that dilemma. And that's why Flexible Server was born.
Interesting. You know, that is really, really true because, you know, in the times that I've run Postgres on Azure, I made a little VM or a utility VM and I just kind of fire it up. And then the times when I've thought to myself, I want, you know, data as a service, I'll go, you know, but I don't have the control that I want here. So it was either a totally black box or a totally white box, and there was nothing in between.
That's precisely right. And as we look into more from a developer angle perspective, it was also about how do you give them the productivity that they all want. And as we all know, developers are increasingly being asked to do more with less. So productivity is paramount, and it's critically important, and that's precisely what we really focused on in terms of how we can provide that productivity, and then also help them with the out of the box experience and manage costs. All of these are critical, especially in the difficult times we have been seeing over the last year or so. All of this actually got into the core design elements of Flexible Server.
Okay, so this is a new deployment option. People are going to log into the Azure portal, and this is a new way for them to use the database that they're already familiar with. So as we dig into the benefits for the developers, they're going to have more flexibility, more developer productivity. Is the performance comparable to running in a virtual machine?
Absolutely. I mean, that was one of the bigger focus besides, of course, the productivity in terms of how do we optimize their regular tasks and make it simple, make it intuitive, but then not forgetting about the out-of-the-box element, and that is also performance, which is paramount, because developers just expect that when they deploy a database on a managed service, it just performs and it just works. And that's precisely what we focused on and what we held, what we launched at the preview this past month.
It feels a lot speaking as a web developer, like the relationship that I have between virtual machines and kind of standard Azure Compute and an Azure App Service, which doesn't go out of its way to hide the fact that there's a virtual machine there. An App Service plan is effectively a virtual machine. So it's not there when you don't want to think about it, but it's there when you need to think about it. But ultimately, the reason that I use App Service is that I don't want to go and run sudo apt update and sudo apt upgrade. I don't want to think about maintaining that the security of my operating system.
That's precisely correct. And thematically, that's exactly what we pursue to do with the databases as well.
Cool. I would love to see a demo of this if possible.
Absolutely. I mean, let me quickly transition to my screen and show you what does it take to actually create and connect to a database with Flexible Server.
All right, let's do it.
So I'm going into my screen. And what I would like to do is to show you how, with a simple command, that you can go about doing your mundane task. And this goes to the theme around our focus areas, specifically related to developer productivity. Now, like here you see a simple command, azconfig param persist show. This is essentially like telling you the local context that is stored for your instance. Like as you see here, your local context has a location which is pinned to East US, and it also has a resource group called my new project, right? So if I want to now go create, I'm going to do a demo of creating a flexible server with Postgres. So with now AZ Postgres flexible server create, I am now able to create a flexible server, a Postgres database in the region under that resource group. And that's about it, right? So just to kind of give you a sneak peek on what has gone behind the scenes, right? It's a simple command now has gone and securely created your database inside of VNet. The username, the password has been auto-generated. We have automatically created a virtual network. We have created a subnet, and then we have also delegated the server to the subnet. And also the backup options and backup redundancy has already been by default configured for you. And now you see in the output, you have a simple connection string that you can now use to go connect to your database. Now, also, if you forgot about your connection string, with a simple show connection string, you can get all the different flavors of how you can connect from your app to your database. Now, in this simple example, I'm going to show you, I'm going to copy paste the psql command line and then connect to the Postgres database using psql. And then also quickly create a sample database. So now you see that with by copying and pasting the connection string, I'm able to connect to my Postgres instance, create a database, and now I have my database ready. So with as little as 3 steps, now I am completely operational and inside my database, and I can start doing stuff.
Wow. That is pretty fantastic. It is a flexible server. I mean, all of the things that you listed out that that it did for you are things that you would have had to have done. It's all the kind of administrivia, you know, the administrative trivia that one has to do when I'm a developer and I think, make a database. And, you know, the boss says, hey, go make a database. But then I'm like, well, let me go through my list, make a subnet, make a VNet, set up this, set up that. So you've actually encapsulated the best practices for going and creating a Postgres on Postgres database on Azure in 2 commands, 3 commands.
That's precisely right. And that's what we mean by like a simplified developer experience and productivity. And also more importantly, like as I said before, it's completely secure inside your VNet.
Okay. Now, but forgive me, but is this a toy from performance perspective? Is this a tiny little thing just for developers, or can I really get some perf out of this?
Absolutely. I mean, but before we go there, and I definitely want to talk about the performance angle as well. Now, let me also show you, because one of the other feedback that we got from developers as well, it was transitioning from this CLI experience, and then if they want to say, for example, customize or show a value of the database engine properties,
right?
As an example,
okay.
Right?
Good
now,
point.
Should I go away from my CLI experience and now go into my portal to go do my other things? That also we have taken care through this new CLI experience for developer productivity, so they can stay with the CLI experience and consistently use that to even, for example, say for instance, I want to just see what the value of a Postgres parameter is on my database instance. So let me show you. For example, through this simple command, show my log connections. Now you can get the value of what the parameter is inside the engine, all within the CLI experience. And now also, if I want to set a specific value, I can do a AZ Postgres flexible server parameter set and configure the value to whatever I want. For example, in this example, I have set the log error verbosity to verbose. So all within the CLI experience.
Wow, so this is very developer friendly. That actually is getting, you're getting ready to answer my question about performance, but what you're really showing is that that ramp up experience as a developer goes and needs to get more and more sophistication in what they're asking Postgres to do, you're allowing them to stay in a place that's comfortable in the CLI where I like to spend my time, which is really cool.
That is right. And also the next aspect that I also want to show you, Scott, and your viewers, is we all work and commit and work around the GitHub environment, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
Let's say, for example, I want to change my schema and my working environment, my development environment is everything centralized around GitHub. And next, I want to show how you can automate deployments to the database via a simple GitHub action. Would that be interesting for you?
I love that. CI/CD for a flexible database in the cloud. I want to see that.
Exactly. So let me just quickly go into that demo.
All right.
So here I have my repo, and I have checked in a SQL file, employee db.sql. And through my regular actions, I go into the secrets, update my secrets, and then I'll set up the workflow, create my YAML file. I have my Azure credentials. I have my Azure connection string. I have the PLSQL file, employee db.sql. And now I can start committing it. And what this is actually doing is it is creating a table inside my newly created Postgres database and inserting 20 records into that database, right? All within like within your familiar GitHub environment. And let's see whether it really ended up doing its job. Now, I'm going and logging into my database that I just created. And you see that I have an employees table there, and I'm doing a select star for my employees, and I see my records there, right? So now you can see through GitHub Actions, now I can continue to work within my GitHub environment and push my changes that I want to do on my database through simple GitHub Actions.
That is, it's a very natural workflow. It's just, it's so funny. As a person of a certain age, I've got a lot of context about how we used to do databases and the idea that just in a few minutes, as we sit here, I'm looking at the clock, you know, less than 10 minutes, we're making databases, we're doing CI/CD on them, we're controlling the data that's in them, deploying, changing schema. The flexibility is immense. It's impressive.
Correct. Exactly, right? And now, as a developer, and this was one of the top user feedback that we got, right? Because in the previous managed service that we have, the single server offering, one of the continuous pain point that developers told us is I love all of the benefits of the managed PaaS, where I provision my database, it takes care of everything for me. But then as a developer, I'm not working like 24 hours. I'm maybe working 8 hours, and I don't want to be paying for that instance being online for 24 hours. So I need an ability to stop and start instances whenever I need it. And when I'm done developing, I just need to be able to stop all my configurations and all my database files. The schema is still there. Nothing is being dropped. And that also was a very, very key theme around productivity. That is the next day I wake up and if I have to go through that entire cycle again, it takes away a lot of time for me to just get my database up and running so that I can start developing. So we created and enabled a feature to be able to stop your database as well. So now with the simple AZ Postgres flexible server stop, you can stop your instance. And you're not being charged when the instance is stopped.
Oh, wow.
And again, when you want to start again, you can simply do AZ Postgres flexible server start and your database is up and running. So again, now not only you get all the productivity, now you can also save costs developing.
All right. So now I'll ask again, Perf, like, is this for developers or can this be used for production?
So before I go dive into the performance, I want to spend perhaps maybe a couple of minutes to talk about how do you go about creating or configuring the number of cores and the memory and the storage and so on. It's a very intuitive experience. Now I'm in Azure Portal Blade. I go into the database tab. And let me now use MySQL as an example. Mm-hmm. So I go click on MySQL. Now you see that you have the flexible server in preview. I click on the create button. And here, very simple set of input that the users have to give, but mm-hmm. to just kind of guide you through the different options that exist. So developers can pick between different compute tier. Like, we now support burstables. General purpose or memory optimized. Default, it is B1MS, 1 week core, 2 gigabyte of memory. You can also start as low as 1 week core and 1 gigabyte of memory. Costs about $12 a month for the compute. And the default is about 10 gigabyte of storage. So a very nicely performing database for little less than $13 a month.
Wow.
If you want even lower storage, you can go as low as 5 gigabytes if you need to. Or you can go all the way up to 16 terabytes if you need to. And the IOPS on your database scales as you increase the storage.
Wow.
And now this is a fully database here. Let me come back to your performance question. So just to kind of show you how the performance of the flexible server behaves compared to running a MySQL database on a virtual machine, I'm going to show you a dashboard. So I have this workload running. I mean, what I'm running here is industry standard Sysbench benchmark. It's a read-write workload and running on a 16-core MySQL database. So it's a pretty beefy machine. But just to illustrate the point and around like what can I expect in terms of the performance when running on a similarly sized VM, running Ubuntu Linux, like the same version of Ubuntu Linux that we are running on a managed service, pretty much the same out-of-the-box configuration. I have not customized a single parameter. I have not changed any database settings. It's just click create MySQL database on the flexible server and a similarly configured virtual machine where I have taken a MySQL community edition and just installed it and running Sysbench out of the box.
Wow.
So this server here, the IP address is running on a VM. Now you see, like, I have my like beautiful cockpit here that as a developer, I need to know all what's going on as far as the health of the database is concerned. Let me kind of focus on the queries per second that is running right now. Let me kind of zoom out a bit. Now you see that approximately I'm running 22,000 selects, about 1.59 about 1,500 transaction inserts per second, and so on. In terms of total QPS, that's the total amount of queries per second, I'm running on average about 28.36. This is, again, running community MySQL and on top of virtual machine, like how you would otherwise run a MySQL database when you're on a VM. Now let me, so please remember the number here, 28,000, approximately 28,000 TPS. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to move over to a flexible server. Again, identically configured, same version of MySQL, same version of Ubuntu, which we are, by the way, running underneath for flexible servers as well. And then I can show you the total QPS here, which is about 29,000. In fact, flexible server is able to give you better performance because we have customized it, we have optimized it to run optimally out of the box. So as you can see, not only the developer experience, but even the performance out of the box, I'm able to get similar to when running the database on a virtual machine, but now a fully managed instance that is taking care of every database aspects.
See, and that's where things get really interesting from my perspective, because what you're saying here is that this is the best of both worlds, right? It is a VM because you're handling it for me. There is Ubuntu underneath there. It's a fully managed service, though. There's no downside, is there?
Well, I mean that is precisely the dilemma that developers had, that we worked very hard to solve for the broader developer community. That is, now there is really no trade-off or a loss of control and flexibility you would get when running on a managed service, but with now all default out-of-the-box experience, which is in many times better than running on a virtual machine.
So you said that this was in preview and that this was launched at Ignite, so people can start playing with this now?
Absolutely. In fact, we would allow the developers to give it a try. And as we speak, we are continuing to make this better and better. Your feedback is very important, and a lot of your feedback is what got influenced to where we got with the flexible server. But we definitely want to do more, and we definitely see a lot of more opportunity to make it even better.
Fantastic. So people can go and check out the documentation, I understand, on flexible server for both MySQL and Postgres. They can try it out in preview and get feedback directly to you and to the team, right?
Absolutely. There are links that you can see, and we hope that you will try and give us your feedback.
Fantastic. I'm learning all about the flexible server public preview for Azure Database for MySQL and Postgres today on Azure Friday. Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Azure Friday. Now I need you to like it, comment on it, tell your friends, retweet it. Watch more Azure Friday.